Getting dressed for success sounds great until you see that your clothes are wrinkled. The Conair Turbo Extreme Steam Steam and Iron 2-in-1 is your solution. It's the most powerful handheld steamer with advanced heat technology, so it obliterates wrinkles with turbocharged dry steam quickly and easily. It's ready almost instantly and also works without steam as a dry iron. To get your wrinkle solution today, go to Amazon and search for Conair Turbo Extreme Steam and look for the Steam and Iron 2-in-1.
Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
And hello, America. I'm Todd Starnes. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Hope you're doing great. We are broadcasting our program today from the beautiful battleground state of Georgia, using the palatial studios of WDUN, our great affiliate here. And the best part of broadcasting at WDUN, there is a great old school southern restaurant directly behind the radio station. And you better believe I made a beeline there for their delicious country fried steak biscuit this morning. You just can't come to Georgia and not get a good biscuit. So anyway, thank you to the folks over at the Long Street Cafe. They satisfied me with some delicious sweet tea and the biscuit this morning. And folks, we are revved up and energized and ready to get to town. We've got a lot to get through today. I'll be in Georgia for the next couple of days, helping candidates campaign. We'll be out on the campaign trail, and then I'll be giving a speech on Thursday in the Atlanta area. Last night, had a chance to take part in what was probably one of the most enjoyable campaign events I've been to in a very long time. Our friends over at the Faith and Freedom Coalition held a victory dinner last night, and I love the imaging. I love the messaging. This is all about delivering a victory in the midterm elections. And they invited me to give the keynote address last night. Had about 1,000 people there in Forsyth County, Georgia, sort of in the Atlanta suburbs. And Marjorie Taylor Greene was there. By the way, Marjorie says she loves coming on the show. She told me to tell you hello. Also, our good friend Congressman Barry Loudermilk was there, delivered some great remarks. And Herschel Walker, and I will tell you this, I was not all that convinced about Herschel Walker until last night. And when you look at the polling data, Herschel is up now by some indications 4, possibly 5 points in the polling. The message he delivered last night was incredible. And I know that we live in a soundbite society right now, and I've seen the same soundbites you've seen, but you can't believe that. I sat there and listened to Herschel hold an audience, really enraptured for about 25 minutes as he told stories, as he shared from his heart. And I deeply respect this man and what he's trying to do. And I think he is going to make a fine United States senator. Is he a great orator? No. But you know what? Barack Obama was a great orator. He never said anything, though. But Herschel Walker is a man who I believe can and will deliver. He's a man that you will be able to depend on. And quite frankly, I think that the state of Georgia would be blessed with Herschel Walker as the next United States senator. And I felt encouraged. I felt enthusiastic. And you could feel the energy in that room as people are ready to go and send a message to Joe Biden and the true fascist who are cracking down on our civil liberty. So I say good for you, Herschel Walker. Grace Baker, I know you are a big Memphis Tigers fan, but I happen to be a big Tennessee Volunteer fan.
Yeah, Unfortunately,
And so last night, as I was going through the rundown, and I mean, Herschel Walker screams, standing ovation. You know,
yeah.
I mean, he stayed around for an hour after the event, posing for photographs. So I had to come up after Herschel Walker, and I thought to myself, it's never good when Tennessee trails Georgia. So it's always a bad thing.
Hey, I gotta say though, Todd, y'all had a. I'll congratulate you guys. You had a really good win this past weekend. So
it was a great win, and we're very excited about that. And I really do hope that the Republicans have massive wins all across the state of Georgia. This is a battleground state. And what happens in Georgia is going to have an impact nationwide. Same thing happened in the last election cycle. So we just got to get out the vote. And we've got to get energized and stay focused. We're coming into the home stretch now, folks. And I think one of the issues that really helped Herschel Walker is that Raphael Warnock, that pro-abortion, pro-baby-killing preacher who is an avowed communist, one of the things that he did was make a crucial mistake. He has been pounding Herschel Walker with ugly ads. I was talking to my good friend Martha Zoller, who hosts a radio show here on our great affiliate, WDUN, and she was telling me that the ads were just downright offensive and really tried to portray some racist ideas and perpetrate those ideas or perpetuate those ideas. It's really shameful. Well, I'm here to tell you that kind of nonsense backfired. Because I know this about the good people of Georgia. They can see through all that garbage. But they're also people that understand redemption, and they understand forgiveness, and they understand that you can have some ups and downs in life, and you can overcome those things. And that is certainly how they have embraced, and why I think they've embraced Herschel Walker, is that they see a man who is humble. They see a man who is he is who he is. He's not putting on any airs at all. And I think the people of Georgia appreciate that. And I know we have a lot of Georgia listeners, and we'd like to hear from you. Are you feeling encouraged when you look at the polling data across the battleground states? And we're talking about Pennsylvania. There's no way the guy is a stroke survivor. There's no way he's capable of being United States Senator. Dr. Oz making ground there, probably going to be a pickup win for the Republicans. Looking at Wisconsin, Ron Johnson's doing well. Nevada, Paul Laxalt is making some inroads. So we're going to be opening up the phones because we want to hear from you. We want to see how things are going. What is the mood? Are you sensing some excitement among conservatives, among Republicans? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, let me give you a rundown of what we're going to be doing here on the show today from Georgia. We're going to be talking with our good friend, Congressman Jim Jordan. The FBI they're under the gun, and they're coming after Trump supporters. And we're going to get the very latest. We're going to be talking to the congressman. Also, our good friend Kirk Cameron is actually going to be here this hour. Kirk has an incredible new film that's out, and we're going to talk to him about that and ways that you'll be able to get that. It's a great family-friendly film. You're absolutely, absolutely going to love it. And again, we're going to be taking your calls throughout the day, 844-747-8868. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, your calls. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. Y'all have helped build MyPillow into an amazing company that it is today. Now Mike Lindell, our good friend, wants to give back exclusively to our listeners. The Percale and Giza Dream bed sheet sets are available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're all on sale for as low as $29.98 with our listener promo code. You better order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percale and Giza Dream sheets are breathable, and they have a cool, crisp feel. And they come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So don't miss out on this incredible offer. There is a limited supply, so you better order right now. Call 1-800-986-3994 and use the promo code STARNS. That's 1-800-986-3994. Or you can go to MyPillow.com/STARNS. That's MyPillow.com/STARNS and use the promo code STARNS. Grace Baker, paging Grace.
Right here, Todd, in Memphis, Tennessee, but I'm right here.
Grace, I was when I was giving the speech last night, I thought, you know what? I was tempted. Every now and again, a thought will come, will pass through my brain, and I'm wondering, should I share this with the audience or should I not? And so anyway, I thought, you know what? I want to give Joe from LJ a shout out.
Oh, yes.
If you remember, Joe from LJ, so Herschel Walker, I got up and gave my remarks, and Herschel's sitting right in front of me, and he seemed to enjoy the speech, and gave me a standing ovation last night, and so I thought, you know what, I'm going to try this and see if it works, and because you remember Joe from LJ, as soon as I said Joe from LJ, people started laughing and applauding.
Yes, I was going to say, he's definitely a celebrity.
He's like, maybe Joe ought to run for office.
Maybe. I would get behind that.
So anyway, I mentioned, I said, Herschel, Joe from LJ tells me that even the Georgia Tech fans are going to be voting for you, and the whole place went nuts, so I guess it's true.
It's
so there
a Georgia miracle.
Yes, it is. But we love our good friend Joe from LJ, and it was great to know he's got a lot of fans in Forsyth County. Before we go to the phone chair, I do want to share some new polling data with you. Now, again, look, this is the caveat. Never believe the polling data. You just can't. I mean, it's good to kind of get a feel for things, but this is not the God's honest truth here, right? These are just polls. And quite frankly, a lot of Republicans do not trust the pollsters, and the pollsters rarely actually call conservatives to get their opinion. I've never been called by a pollster in all of my days. But that being said, the New York Times is releasing some new data that shows Democrats are having a pretty tough go of it in spite of what the mainstream media is reporting. And it could very well be that the Republicans on the current trajectory could, in fact, retake the House and the Senate. A lot of ground between now and Election Day. You can be encouraged by that, but do not get complacent. Yeah, folks, trust me on this. Do not be complacent. All right, let's go to the phones here, 844-747-8868. Charles in North Carolina, WSIC, our great affiliate there. Hey, Charles, what's on your mind?
Hey, good afternoon, Todd. So, Todd, as far as these polls go, I think what we're seeing, when we look at polls like in the generic ballot showing that it's close between the Democrats and Republicans, I don't believe that at all, and I'll tell you why. When you look further into the polls and you start asking specific questions on the economy, illegal immigration, crime, energy policy, the Republicans are outpolling Democrats by, in most cases, 20 points. And because of that, I think we are going to have a massive Republican wave. I think we should pick up 40 to 50 seats in the House. I think we're going to retake the Senate. You mentioned a few states like Pennsylvania and then Nevada. Also, today there's a big primary in New Hampshire. I think there's a good chance of getting rid of Maggie Hassan. But that being said, I would also reiterate what you just mentioned, to not be complacent. We need to pretend like we're 10 points behind, that our country is on the line, because it is. And we need to have a show of unity after these primaries and come out with a united front. I'm encouraged with what Kevin McCarthy is going to unfold next week with this commitment to America, which is similar to the contract with America. But that's what we need to be doing. And when we campaign, to always portray your opponent, your Democratic opponent, as a carbon copy of Joe Biden that supports his policies and what he's doing to destroy this country.
Charles, I could not have said it better myself. The Republicans need to embrace a single issue, and that issue is crime. This is something that's impacting every city, every town in America. And last night during my remarks, as much as I love my hometown, I love Memphis, Tennessee, but there are a lot of people living in Memphis that are in denial. You know, they walk around and talking about all the horrible crime that's happening in Memphis, and they're saying, oh, that's not Memphis. No, it is Memphis. And it is that way because we have elected progressive Democrats. We elected a George Soros-style district attorney. And the reality is, that barely, what, 20, 25% max of registered voters bothered to go and vote on Election Day. We can't let that happen nationally. So I hope people take a look at what's happening in Memphis right now, where you have this lawlessness in the streets, and understand that if the Democrats are able to maintain the House and the Senate, it's going to continue to happen on a national level. And we just cannot allow that to happen. Charles, appreciate the call, and thank you for listening. 844-747-8868. What do you think the Republicans ought to be campaigning on? Last night, several people got up and said that crime in the Atlanta area. Oh, it was Marjorie Taylor Greene. And Grace, I didn't mean to correct Marjorie, but I felt like I needed to correct Marjorie. She said that Atlanta is now more dangerous than Chicago.
Oof.
And the people were groaning and approving and nodding and, you know, very disturbed by that information, because Atlanta used to be a fairly safe city, and now it's a war zone. So she said Atlanta is one of the most dangerous cities in America. And when I got up to speak, I said, Marjorie, hold my sweet tea for a minute. I'm from Memphis, Tennessee.
Yeah.
We're going to set you straight.
We're going to one-up you there, not in a good way.
No, it's very unfortunate what's happening in these cities. And the reason why is very simple. Elections have consequences. And if you, ladies and gentlemen, do not get out and vote, well, you know what? You better go buy yourself a gun and some Kevlar bulletproof windows.
I mean, our county only had 25% of eligible voters turn out in this past election. I mean, that's just pitiful.
It's despicable. I mean, it's just absolutely despicable. So there you go. All that to say, things are looking good. And you folks in Georgia, I feel encouraged by where things are going. I feel encouraged by the enthusiasm levels. But we've got to double it. We got to triple it as we get closer to the midterm elections. And we're just going to have to do that. 844-747-8868. I want to play some audio here. It's the craziest thing. There is a lawmaker, a senator in Tennessee. Her name is London Lamar, and she believes that all of you people in Tennessee are racist. Cut one, please.
But, you know, looking here at Tennessee, let's just call a spade a spade. Tennessee's racist, period. Like, Tennessee's racist. And if you for one moment thought that white people in Tennessee were going to leave their own to jump over here and give us more access, they just told you last night it's not happening.
All right, that's London Lamar. Her opponent, there's a black guy, a Republican, who is running against her. His name is Dr. Fred Tapp, and he's a pastor and has been very involved in the community, and he's a rock-solid conservative Republican. And he's going bonkers over this kind of stuff. I mean, it's some pretty despicable things this woman is saying. London Lamar, here she is talking about all you white Republican men. Cut two.
Overall, like, catering to Republicans this whole election season failed. And I think that in Tennessee, what we need to do is become more confident in our democratic values and work on turning out our own people. So if we look at some of the numbers last night, white men voted Republican well over 60 or 70%. So obviously, that's a particular base of people who believe in superiority. Like, they don't believe in sharing their wealth. They don't believe in sharing resources. They believe that you need to work for your own, and they went to the polls and voted.
All right. She doesn't believe. Yeah, she's going after all you white folks. You don't believe in sharing your wealth, as if you have some sort of, folks, that is a socialist concept right there, that you don't deserve to hold on to what you have. But here she is. She's basically accusing all you white people of being racist for voting white. I mean, that's what she's saying. So I'm curious, when Senator London Lamar was talking about voting for our own people, you think she was talking about somebody who has the skin's consistency of Duke's mayonnaise? I don't think so. What does that say about her? 844-747-8868. That's her toll-free telephone number. Okay, maybe Hellman's mayonnaise. I don't judge. We'll be right back, America. There's no doubt the nation is facing a financial crisis because of the Biden administration's economic policies. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and no doubt our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. Now, if all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It's real, physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold, and they can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship the gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Did you know $1 million worth of gold can actually fit inside a shoebox? Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com. It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show Road Trip, hanging out in the beautiful state of Georgia, Gainesville, Georgia, today, down in Atlanta later this week, next week, off to Los Angeles, and then off to Charlotte, North Carolina. So we'll be telling you folks there in the Charlotte area how you can drop by and visit. I'll be giving a speech and doing an event in the Charlotte area in about a week or so. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. I am so excited that Kirk Cameron was able to hop on the program. Last night, Kirk, I was telling Grace, got to get Kirk on so we can talk about this great new film that you guys have produced called Life Mark. Hope you're doing well, sir.
Yes, I'm doing great, Todd. Good to be talking with you. Grateful to be on your show again.
Kirk, I don't know how you do this. It's like you've got these incredible movies coming out. Just, I mean, it's like Karen Kingsbury, the novelist. Like once a month, you got a movie coming out here. How in the world do you do this?
Well, you know what? The timing of it is really incredible, Todd. I assume you're talking about The Homeschool Awakening, a movie that came out a couple of months ago. And now here's Life Mark, a movie about the value of life in the womb and the beauty of adoption. But we made this back in 2019. It was supposed to come out a year ago, but it was delayed due to the COVID pandemic shutdowns. And then who would have thought that the Supreme Court would have essentially overruled Roe versus Wade, that it would be gone? And then a couple months later, comes a movie rushing into the theaters about the value of life. I mean, this is a providential timing. So I'm really not Karen Kingsbury of movies. God is just the perfect scheduler of events to where this thing came out right on the heels of that important decision.
The movie is called Life Mark, and it's a Fathom event. The movie came out September 9th, and of course, our good pals, the Kendrick brothers and Kirk Cameron, partnering together on what is truly a beautiful story, Kirk. And I just have to commend you for the writing. It's just so well done, the storytelling in this movie.
Oh, thank you. I'm just blown away by the story. And, you know, no credit to us. The Kendricks, I think, would agree. This story was placed in our lap, and we just told it the way that it really happened. So this is a true story about an 18-year-old girl who changes her mind at the last moment on the abortion table. She decides to love her baby, give her baby life, and place him for adoption. He's adopted by this loving family. 19 years later, the young man is able to meet his biological mother, and she thinks that he probably hates her for what she did. She didn't raise him. She, you know, maybe he thinks she abandoned him. But because it's a true story, we have the real footage of when he met her and he wrapped her up in a loving embrace and said, thank you for the choice that you made. I love my family and I'm here to tell you that you're my hero. I've been waiting 19 years to meet you. And it is such an emotional story. It grabs your heart. But Todd, it's also filled with lots of humor and action. There's skydiving, cliff jumping, knife throwing, ATV racing. So it's got something for everybody. And we're already enjoying the impact that it's having across the nation.
And folks can actually purchase tickets online, which is a great thing, lifemarkmovie.com. We have a direct link in our live show blog. We make it real simple for our listeners. But it's only in theaters for a short period of time, unless I have to imagine, Kirk, that we just pack out the theaters.
That's right. We opened this last weekend, but it will continue into next weekend if people turn out and see it today and tomorrow. Thursday's probably the last day that it's going to be available. Unless people show up and bring their friends and fill up those theaters, and then we could push it into more theaters and through another week.
Kirk Cameron is on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line this afternoon. And Kirk, I'm curious about the response. You mentioned it came out this past weekend. Have you started getting some feedback from people who went to go see the film?
Oh, yes. Lots of people are coming out. We have videos on our social media, and people are just, you know, they're bawling their eyes out. They're laughing their heads off, and they're saying, wow, this is one of the best movies that I've seen, because, A, it's a true story, and it's hard to argue with a true story. Whether you're pro-life, pro-choice, whatever, we want to offer the third option, which is the adoption option, and it shows the beautiful side of what can happen if you choose life for your baby. The movie's pro-abundant life, pro-forgiveness, pro-love, pro-family, pro-reconciliation, and new beginnings. So we just are thrilled with the reactions. It's got a 97% Rotten Tomatoes audience score, which is really high, and we're in the top 10 movies in the nation this weekend. So really encourage people to go see it. Bring your kids. It's made for the family. Everybody will love it.
And that's a big part of what we try to do on the program here, Kirk, because there's so much awful stuff. I mean, just last week we were talking about, you know, Peppa Pig with the gay polar bear family. You know, it seems as though there is an effort to really try and indoctrinate kids. Moms and dads have to be so careful these days, you know, what they allow their kids to watch. So it's nice when a movie like this comes along that is truly a family-friendly movie, something that the entire family can enjoy.
That's right. And Todd, it's kind of ironic, but if we stop and really do some deeper thinking, when you just spoke about those who are really trying to indoctrinate our children with alternate ideas about family and values, really, those folks that are doing that are really just picking up our playbook and running the plays better than we have been running them. So if we go back and say, wait a minute, we read in the Bible, Deuteronomy chapter 6, we're to love our God with all of our heart, and we're to teach our values to our children when they rise up in the morning, when they walk along the way, when they sit down, when they go to sleep, and when they get up again. Well, that's essentially what those other folks are doing through the stories that they tell, the books that they write, the songs that they sing. Our kids are being taught these things when they rise up and walk along the way through their phones, through their television sets. And that's exactly what we need to be doing, and that's what you're doing right now. That's what I'm trying to do. We're trying to take back our children's hearts and minds and recreate the culture in the image of God, which leads to human flourishing rather than destruction and decay. And we just need to get back on our game and start doing what we were put on this planet to do. You know, Jesus said, let it be, Lord, on earth as it is in heaven. And he's going to do that through us as we're faithful.
I just love it. Kirk, congratulations. The movie Life Mark. By the way, did you and the Kendrick brothers, did you guys do the skydiving or the knife throwing while you were on set?
You know what? We had the actors do many of their own stunts. Some of them were quite dangerous, and so we had professionals do some of the skydiving things. But all of the things that you see in the movie really happened in real life. I mean, the birth mom, she really has this crazy adventurous streak, and she really took her son skydiving because nobody else would go with her. And he was experienced at that kind of thing because he loved the cliff jump, but nobody in his family would go with him. So when they finally met, they were like, now we know why we have this crazy streak, and they were able to have so much fun together.
I love it. All right, Kirk, congratulations. Another great film, and I know our listeners are going to be piling into theaters. We just wish you guys the very best.
Thanks, Todd, and I'm so grateful for you and the great impact that you're having on our culture. Thanks for encouraging and educating us.
All right, Kirk Cameron, everybody, grab a big bucket of Orville Redenbacher and grab the family. Go and watch this great movie, Life, Mark. And we have all of the information over on our live show blog at toddstearns.com. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. If you've seen this movie, I would love to hear from you. I love these real life, these true-to-life stories. They're just so compelling, but I'm still not going to jump out of an airplane. 844-747-8868. Folks, Patriot Mobile. You just heard Kirk Cameron on our beautiful, crystal clear Patriot Mobile newsmaker line. I love these folks. They are incredible human beings, the folks who own and run Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. They share our beliefs and they're doing something about it. They're actually mobilizing people all over America to take back our school boards. But beyond that, they just have a pretty awesome cell service. As a matter of fact, if you switch to Patriot Mobile right now, use my promo code Todd, they're going to give you free activation. Patriot Mobile has broad nationwide coverage, and they have a plan to fit any budget. And if you are a veteran or a first responder hero, they're going to give you an even bigger discount. It's very easy. All you have to do, go to patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd. Or you can give them a call, 972-PATRIOT. Patriot. That's 972 Patriot. And be sure, use that promo code Todd. Uncle Tom 2 is the eye-opening documentary everyone in America should see. Todd Stearns here, and Uncle Tom 2 offers a compelling and brave analysis of the true history of Black America, the cultural shift from prosperity, integrity, and faith to its current perceived state of anger, discontent, and victimhood. Uncle Tom 2 offers historical footage, photos, correspondence, and data to reveal the genuine strides of Black America in the 20th century, the deliberate Marxist strategy to create racial tension and replace God with government, and the NAACP's sinister agenda. Don't miss Uncle Tom 2 from executive producer Larry Elder and director Justin Malone with Brandon Tatum and Vodi Bakum and Chad Jackson. Watch the movie on demand or buy the DVD now at salemnow.com. That's salemnow.com, salemnow.com. All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show, broadcasting from WDUN. Our great affiliate here. By the way, Grace Baker, they have like a commissary break room that is, it's like something you would see in New York City.
Oh, really? What kind of food are we talking?
Well, they have all sorts of like snacks and even healthy stuff. But I noticed that that's still kind of like in the machines. Nobody's really going for the healthy stuff.
Oh, so no kale chips for you.
No. I don't think that's a big seller down here. But I love the coffee, and the coffee is delicious and free.
Well, that's always nice.
Well, it tastes delicious because it is free.
Exactly.
So, Grace, I'm traveling around, and I came across a story that harkens back to Memphis about what we used to call the Pink Palace, which was and is a museum. Now it's called the Museum of Science and History.
I still call it the Pink Palace.
Well, everybody calls it the Pink Palace.
I mean, let's be honest.
But now they call it Mosh. That's kind of like the cool, hip thing to call it, the Mosh. But the Pink Palace, a little backstory here. The Pink Palace, the guy who built the Pink Palace is the guy who founded the Piggly Wiggly grocery store chain.
I did not know that.
So it and by the way, the Piggly Wiggly was the first, what you would now consider to be the first full-service grocery store. You know, back in the day, Grace Baker, our great-grandparents, when they went into a grocery store, they would go to the counter and they would get whatever you wanted. So this marked the first time that you could actually wander around the aisles and, you know, get your beanie weenies or whatnot.
Well, look at that. The more you know.
It's Memphis, Tennessee. We got a great history in this
town. We do, for sure.
So anyway, the poor guy, the Piggly Wiggly guy, builds this beautiful palace, which is made from pink limestone, I guess.
Yeah.
And then goes belly up, and the city comes in, takes over, and now they got a museum.
And it's a very nice museum. I actually went there recently for a laser beam show.
Well, it was, but now the Pink Palace has gone rainbow. And they're catching a lot of flack. I know our flagship station, KWAM, they've been all over this story. But the museum is hosting a family-friendly drag show.
Oh, how lovely.
And it's insane. So, I mean, this is flat-out debauchery.
Yeah, I saw some of the images of the performers. That was disgusting.
Well, we're going to get to some of the performers in just a moment, but I think the issue here is, why is a science and history museum hosting a drag show, much less a family-friendly drag show?
Yeah, I don't think there is such a thing. And also, I don't know what that has to do, like you said, with history. So
it makes absolutely no sense. And by the way, my column over at Newsmax.com is on this issue, and you can read it for yourself. So the museum, one of the staffers said, hey, look, the reason we're doing this is that kids under the age of 18 are not allowed to go to a drag show anywhere else in Memphis. Really? You think so? I wonder why that is.
There might be a reason.
Why is that, America? And then they said, hey, look, the reason it's going to be family friendly is because everybody's going to be keeping their clothes on.
Oh, well, that's
that makes
nice.
It family friendly. The program will feature performances from Fendi La Femme, Trixie Thunder, Siren Moss, Barbie Wire, and Angel Farts.
No.
I really do shudder to imagine what the climactic moment of that particular performance is.
Where do they come up with these names? I don't even know.
Who knows? I mean, you don't want to see flames shooting out of anybody's wazoo there at the Museum of Science and History. Look, moms and dads are enraged over this. Sadly, the church community in Memphis has quite frankly been neutered, so they don't say anything. They're afraid of offending anybody, even the drag queens. But you've got some moms there called the Moms for Liberty, and they're raising holy you-know-what, and rightfully so. They don't want their kids exposed to this kind of nonsense in the Museum of Science and History.
Yeah, when I was a little kid, we went there for field trips because I was homeschooled. So we would go there, you know, during the week, but that's not maybe a good field trip idea anymore.
No, I'm curious. Here's my issue. The moms and dads, what kind of a parent would take their kid to go see a drag show? I mean, why not just go ahead and take them down to the local strip joint?
Yeah, while you're at it, might as well.
I mean, I don't understand the reasoning and the thought process here, and I would love to hear from somebody if you can explain that to me. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Look, here's the deal. Folks, this is war on the hearts and minds of your children. That's what this is. You think if you're a parent, and look, a lot of schools, they take the kids on a field trip to the museum, and you know moms and dads are going to be signing those permission slips. You think little Johnny, little Susie, they're going to look at the planetarium, and the next thing you know, little Johnny's coming home wearing a feather boa and high heels and saying, Mommy, I want to be a drag queen. And you're like, what the heck is going on down there at the Pink Palace? But it's happening all over America. By the way, Tennessee Tech University, paid for by your tax dollars, ladies and gentlemen, they just had a huge drag show, and it was a complete in-your-face, thumb-up-the-wazoo to Christianity. You had two giant guys, like 400-pounders, and they're dancing around in monk costumes like they're Catholics, and all of a sudden, the robes come off, and
Todd, this is too much for the lunch hour.
I'm just not going to go there. All I'm saying is that our tax dollars are supporting this debauchery, and it's time for the American people and the taxpayers especially to rise up and say, we're not paying for this. If Tennessee Tech University, if they want to do this, they can do it on their own dime, but no more tax money. That's something that the state lawmakers can decide. That's on them. The Pink Palace, I don't know how much money they get, if any, from the government. I know that all of their email addresses have .gov, so somebody's paying for something there. And the Pink Palace is being very coy on how they're getting their funding. But if, in fact, there's any state funding or local funding, then by golly, somebody needs to pull the plug. If you have a membership at the Pink Palace, you're supporting that nonsense. You need to be rethinking how you are using your money. That's all I'm saying. You don't have to be mean about it. You don't have to be nasty about it. But you do wonder what's going on and what the true intent is here. And what does a drag show have to do with science? One person, very upset parent, said, God help us, we are Sodom and Gomorrah for sure. Well, there you go. It is something to think about. What is it, the museum? What does MOSH stands for? The Museum of Science and History. What they ought to be doing is renaming it the Museum of Sexual Hijinks. Shame on you, Pink Palace. You ought to be seeing red, blushing with shame. All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. We are live from beautiful Gainesville, Georgia. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
King's College isn't for the faint of heart. It's for students with the drive and dedication to grow in their faith and develop leadership skills as they earn a bachelor's degree. The King's College offers programs online in New York City and in a combination of deliveries. Every major and minor is designed to prepare students for success. Find out more. Start the journey. Don't just go to college. Go to King's. The King's College. Go to tkc.edu. That's tkc.edu to find out what the King's College has to offer.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Todd Stearns.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, America, I'm Todd Stearns. Welcome to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. We are on the road this week, broadcasting from the battleground state of Georgia. Had a great event last night with Herschel Walker, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Barry Loudermilk here in the Atlanta area. And we will be doing another big rally in the Atlanta area later on this week. And look, folks, people are excited. They're motivated. They're energized. And if what's happening here in Georgia is happening in other parts of the country, we are going to have a very good reason to smile in November after the midterm elections. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Honored to have with us from the great state of Ohio, our good friend, Congressman Jim Jordan. Congressman, hope you're doing well today.
I'm doing fine, Todd. Good to be with you. And thanks for what you're doing there in Georgia. And that's good to hear about the energy you just described there in that important state.
You know, Congressman, one of the things Herschel Walker said, and there were a couple of things that really brought the crowd to their feet. One, he talked about this issue of how the Democrats are trying to divide us along racial lines. And he said the reality is we're all the same, black, white, Hispanic, it doesn't matter. We all want the same things for our families. And one of the things that really caused people to erupt with applause is he said we want to be able to live in a peaceful community. And this crime issue that has infected our nation is insane.
No, you're exactly right. The terrible situation in Memphis, the school teacher went out for a run in her own neighborhood. The idea that now in Maryland you have a county that's actually under curfew because crime is so bad. And I think right here in our nation's capital, we had a Washington Commanders football player who was shot when they tried to take his car. He's simply out for dinner. So that people get that we have went from safe streets to record levels of crime in every major urban area. So it's Herschel's exactly right when he talks about that issue. And again, the Democrats are the party that have defunded the police and let people, you know, no bail, let people out, not prosecute people who do violent things. So I think the country understands that, and I think it's going to be a big motivator for people on November 8th.
You see, I'm with you, and when you do the deep dive into that polling, I mean, that is a significant issue for everybody. And, of course, I live in Memphis, and it's horrifying, and people just don't understand what it's like where you have to even change where you go to get your gas so you won't get carjacked. I mean, that's no – who wants to live like that?
No, it's frightening, and it's we have this situation because of the left and their attack on law enforcement, their attack on, I think, in some ways, as many people have talked about, the undermining of the family institution and a host of things you see from them that contribute to this
record level of criminal activity we've seen in so many of our urban areas. And it's, again, I think this campaign, Todd, is really four big issues plus freedom. And the way I say it is we went from a secure border to no border. We went from safe streets to record crime. We went from $2 gas to $5 gas. And we went from stable prices to a 41-year high inflation rate. And all the Democrats, all driven by their crazy policies, that's happening to you, your family, your community. And oh, by the way, they're also coming after your freedoms. They're your First Amendment liberties, your Second Amendment rights, your due process rights. They're also coming after those. So that's what this campaign is about. And if you vote for Democrats, you're going to get more of the same. You vote for Republicans, we're going to push to stop all that.
Congressman Jim Jordan on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line this afternoon. Congressman, another big story we've been following, these attacks not just now on President Trump, but also on Trump supporters. We're hearing upwards of 50 FBI subpoenas and warrants issued. What's going on here? What can you tell us?
In 1 month's time, Joe Biden has raided the home of a former president. He's taken the phone of a sitting member of Congress. He's called half the country a fascist and extremist. And the Justice Department has went out now, based on reports, 40 to 50 individuals with various subpoenas for testimony or documents. I'm not sure. That is frightening. And oh, by the way, in that same time frame, he signed legislation to unleash 87,000 IRS agents who come harass you, the taxpayer. So this is frightening stuff, and it needs to stop. But I think the country recognizes it for what it is, the political nature of the Justice Department. And here's the other important, I think, fact. So do so many agents, because we have now had 14 FBI agents come to our office, talk with our staff as whistleblowers about the political nature of everything going on at the Justice Department. So this is something we're committed to try to investigate and get to the bottom of, if in fact the American people put us in charge.
Yeah, I think that's imperative that the Republicans do that. I think people are, you know, they want answers, but more importantly, they want this rooted out, and we've got to do some. This is the deep state that President Trump was warning people about, and we know going all the way back to Barack Obama's administration, Congressman, when Lois Lerner and the IRS was weaponized to take out Tea Party folks and conservatives and pro-life groups, that has not stopped.
Yeah, no, it's scary. Who do you think these 87,000 new agents are? You know, left wing with the left wing bent. Who do you think they're going to harass? So we know what's coming, and this is one of the things. Again, if we win, we got to go to the mat on trying to change that 87,000 people who are going to come harass the American taxpayer. I mean, such a deal. They use your money to come harass you, the taxpayer, and never forget the context too here with the Justice Department. Remember in 2016 and 2017, they lied to the FISA court. They altered evidence that went to the FISA court. They did it so they could spy on the president's campaign. When that starts to get discovered, Comey releases his memos to create momentum to get a special counsel. We have Mueller. Mueller spends 2.5 years, $30 million, 19 lawyers, 40 agents, and comes up with nothing. And then we also learned that the same Justice Department, just weeks before the 2020 election, suppresses and hides evidence regarding the Hunter Biden investigation. So think about that. That happened in 4 years' time, and now we get to what you just described. What they're doing here in the last month is really, really scary stuff.
And Congressman, it's also very dangerous. And we saw the attack on Congressman Lee Zeldin. We saw the attack on Salman Rushdie just a couple of weeks ago. Earlier today, Congressman Tim Ryan, a Democrat from Ohio, running for Senate, was on MSDNC's Morning Joe. And Kyle, let's play the audio from Congressman Ryan.
The Democrats aren't right on everything, and I'm willing to sit down and have conversations about how we can move out of this age of stupidity and into an age of reconciliation and reform. How do we fix all of these broken systems? Some of those answers will come from Republicans, not the extremists that we're dealing with every single day. We've got to kill and confront that movement. Working with normal mainstream Republicans, I think that's going to be really, really important, because we have to reform these systems.
So there you heard it, Congressman, talking about wanting to kill and confront the extremist Republican movement. He's talking about folks like you and me.
Yeah, I mean, that's the same rhetoric we hear from. It seems like he's trying to have it both ways. On one hand, you know, appease the left, saying, oh, like Joe Biden called us all fascists and extremists. That speech he gave in front of Independence Hall, I thought was just again, a frightening speech. I mean, he looked ridiculous. and then at the same time say he wants to work with Republicans. It's reminiscent of Joe Biden's inauguration speech where he said we need to unify the country, which was, you know, a good point. We certainly would all appreciate that. But then what did he do? 2 hours later, he went to the White House and signed like 20 different executive orders that divided the country. So you can't have it both ways. You either want to actually unify and work on good common sense solutions, or you're gonna appease the radical left, which I think now has control of the Democrat Party. This calling us names though is just not gonna work, and I think it's backfiring on Democrats. And one of the things that's going to motivate people to vote Republican on November 8th.
You know, Congressman, real quick, I know you've been tweeting this morning about the border, and you seem to suggest, and you believe, and I do too, that this is all intentional. They have no desire to secure that border. My question, though, is why are all these people in New York City and Chicago upset? Those are sanctuary cities. They're supposed to be welcoming all these people.
They're a sanctuary city until they have to provide sanctuary. It just shows the double standard. The left, they're always so, you know, their elitist attitude. Oh, no. It's okay that we don't have a border, that we're intentionally doing what the Biden administration is intentionally doing what they're doing to the border. But if they come to our city, oh, that's wrong, Governor Abbott. They call Governor Abbott's name. So this is typical left-wing craziness, typical double standard that the left has. And what Kamala Harris said the other day, she said, at the border is secure. She said it was, the problem is what happened in the Trump administration, and we need a pathway to citizenship. She said those three things. All three are false. All three are false, and she's the border czar, for goodness sake. So, of course, it's intentional. Again, I think the vast majority of Americans have common sense, and they see all this for what it is.
All right. Great stuff, as always. Congressman, we're going to let you get back to it. Always appreciate you coming on the show.
You bet, Todd. Keep up the great work.
All right, there you go, folks. Congressman Jim Jordan, and what a fighter. Honestly, I would love to see this guy as the next Speaker of the House. This is somebody, I know he doesn't want the job, but sometimes you just got to take one for the team here, and I think that he would be tremendous leading the Republican majority in the House of Representatives come the fall. What say you, ladies and gentlemen, that the Republicans retake the House? Would you like to see Jim Jordan as the commander-in-chief of the Republicans? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. We are broadcasting live from our beautiful palatial studios at WDUN in Gainesville, Georgia. We'll be right back.
Remember to eat your fruits and vegetables. We all remember these words from our childhood. But how does anyone have time to buy, store, prepare, and eat enough healthy fruits and vegetables in our busy lives? Balance of Nature keeps it simple. Our produce is powdered after an advanced vacuum cold process, which stabilizes the maximum nutrient content. The produce is then mixed into a scientifically researched blend designed with your body in mind. Once these blends are encapsulated, they are packaged and sent right to your door, so you can get all the benefits of a colorful variety of fruits and vegetables every day. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. And don't forget to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code BALANCE.
Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. We're on the road this week, broadcasting from our great affiliate, WDUN, in Gainesville, Georgia. By the way, we're going to be talking with our good buddy, Tony Perkins, a little bit later on. Tony and his team over at Family Research Council hosting a major national conference in Atlanta on Thursday. I will be there, and we would love to see you. If you're in the area, drop by and say hello. We'll be doing a book signing and all that kind of good stuff as well. And that's coming up Thursday. That'll be held at the First Baptist Church in Atlanta, Georgia. So I want to talk about this story from over the weekend. The mayor of New Orleans is really facing some controversy over her airline travel. LaToya Cantrell, she's a Democrat, And they're saying that she owes about $30,000 because she flew first class to Switzerland and a couple of other places. And the mayor is really upset about all this. How dare you? How dare you criticize me? Let's take a listen.
All expenses incurred doing business on behalf of the city of New Orleans will not be reimbursed to the city of New Orleans. One thing is clear. I do my job, and I will continue to do it with distinction, with dignity, and integrity every step of the way. And so that's what I have to say on that.
Okay, every step of the way. It's basically, how dare you criticize me? I'm a black woman. How dare you? So it turns out in January, she flew first class to Washington, D.C., $2,300. In March, she flew first class to Miami, $2,800. And then she's off to Switzerland, first class ticket, $9,800. Oh, by the way, first class trip to France back in July, $17,000. Now, Grace Baker, I know you do a lot of, you were just in Washington, D.C. over the weekend.
Yes, I was.
Did you fly first class?
Not first class. Nope.
Were you,
economy.
You were in steerage?
Yeah, I was toward the back, but that's okay. Mm-hmm. I don't care.
Do we have that second clip of audio? Folks, kind of bear with us because we've got me here in Georgia and everybody else back in Memphis. Do we have the second piece of audio from the mayor?
Not at the moment, Todd, but we'll work
on
that.
All right, very good. Anyway, she is very upset, and she talks about how it's very dangerous for a black woman to fly in economy. Now, Grace, you were back. You were in economy. Did you see any violence? I mean, were people getting robbed or assaulted? Anything going on back there?
I think the worst thing is I heard a baby crying. That's about it.
Well, that can be bad if you're on a long. I mean, if it's a long haul flight and the baby
quieted down.
Quiet.
He quieted down. He behaved.
You know what gets me is when the people get on the planes with their support animals, like the horses and the pigs and the whatnot.
I've never seen a horse on a plane, nor a snake. Just going to point that out.
Well, that's good to know. Seems to me, though, if I'm the mayor, I'm more concerned about getting attacked going through the TSA checkpoint than I would be actually on board the airplane.
Yeah, TSA is a little uncomfortable sometimes.
I don't want to go into graphic details, but there have been a couple of times, Grace, back when I worked at Fox, and if they saw that you were wearing like a Fox ball cap or a Fox shirt or maybe you had a Fox logo on your luggage, they would pull you aside for the special treatment. And this was primarily during the Obama administration.
Special treatment? I don't even want to know what that is.
Well, after the first time, I was going to call Law and Order CSI. I just the Special Victims Unit. I'm just saying. They had me singing the high parts to Amazing Grace a couple of times.
Oh, my gosh.
It's terrible. Terrible. So all that to say, I'm not quite sure why the mayor is so concerned about whatever is happening back in steerage.
Yeah, I don't know. She sounds like she's got bigger fish to fry, or she should anyway.
And again, I fly first class. That's just something I do, but I don't expect the taxpayer to pick up the bill there. That's just something I pay for myself. And there is a downside. I mean, God forbid the plane ever goes down. Usually the first class folks are the first ones to get it.
That's true.
You know, I mean, so you take a risk flying up there. But $17,000? What kind of business is the mayor of New Orleans doing in France for a $17,000 airline ticket?
Yeah, she must have ordered some drinks on the plane or something.
That's a whole lot of booze.
Yep.
Even for somebody from New Orleans, I'm just saying. Jeez, Aloo. All right, there you go. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. So the mayor is defiant, and she goes on to say that it's I'll just read the quote to you. She's saying that it's not safe for women with children, and especially black women, to be forced to sit in steerage, in coach or economy, as they call it. And she is now refusing to pay the $30,000 back to the city. By the way, the average salary for a police officer, we did some checking on this, The average salary for a police officer in New York City is not much higher than $30,000, the amount the mayor of New Orleans was spending on those airline tickets. And I got to tell you, folks, you get what you vote for here. And she's turning this around now and accusing all you people of complaining of being racist. And you should not be surprised by that. By the way, the official policy, according to WWL Radio, they did some checking, and the official policy is employees are required to purchase the lowest airfare available. And anybody who wants to upgrade, they got to foot that bill out of their own pocket. So, Madam Mayor, better pony up. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking supplements and things like that. I stay away from medicine and drugs and, you know, all the stuff that the doctors and pharmaceuticals and stuff like that, I just don't like it. And I've all the supplements that I've been taking throughout the years, and they were good. They're more on the high end, but nothing compares to the Balance of Nature, just not even close.
Well, because I've been running up this hill for 50 years, when I take something different, I can tell the difference in how I feel running, because it's the same path I've run for 50 years, the half a mile uphill, and I'm really pumping when I get to the top, and I can tell the difference if I've had the Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies or if I haven't.
Start your journey. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get free shipping. And don't forget to get 35% off your first preferred order by using discount code BALANCE.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us. By the way, I've got to go back to this state lawmaker, and her name is London Lamar. She is catching a little bit of flack for something she said back in 2018 on this video interview she did. She is running for the state Senate, and of all places, Memphis, Tennessee, and these two major crime stories that became national news actually happened in the district that she wants to represent in the Senate. And instead of talking about crime, she's actually making a documentary about her life as a candidate. I'm not making this up. And the video, which I have seen, it's all about her. Well, I've seen the preview of the video, and it's all about her getting a makeup and getting her hair done and dancing at nightclubs. And Grace, I'm not familiar with the music the young people are dancing to these days, but the Ho word was mentioned quite a bit.
Oh, gosh.
In one of the particular songs. And I don't think they were talking about gardening.
Yeah, probably not.
Not that kind of a Ho.
Sorry.
So anyway, she doesn't like white people, and she doesn't like anybody from Tennessee. She says all you people in Tennessee are a bunch of racists. Cut number one.
But, you know, looking here at Tennessee, let's just call a spade. Tennessee's racist, period. Like, Tennessee's racist. And if you for one moment thought that white people in Tennessee were going to leave their own to jump over here and give us more access, they just told you last night it's not happening. It's not happening.
So my question would be to Ms. Lamar, give us an example. How are all Tennesseans racist? I happen to be a Tennessean. I would love for her to explain to me, how am I a racist? But they're not going to do that. This is how the Democrats play. This is a very evil thing, that what this woman is doing. And she goes on to specifically attack white Republican men. Cut number two.
Overall, like, catering to Republicans this whole election season failed. And I think that in Tennessee, what we need to do is become more confident in our democratic values
and work on turning out our own people. So if we look at some of the numbers last night, white men voted Republican well over 60-70%. So obviously, that's a particular base of people who believe in superiority. Like, they don't believe in sharing their wealth. They don't believe in sharing resources. They believe that you need to work for your own, and they went to the polls and voted.
All right. So now she's saying that if you're a white person and you vote for a white candidate, that makes you not only a racist, but it also makes you a white supremacist. So my question would be to Ms. Lamar, okay, well, what about black people who only vote for black candidates? Does that make them a black supremacist, a black nationalist? Maybe, just maybe, they're voting for the best person they think will do the job. Maybe that's it. Anyway, she goes on to say, this is, and this is a very wicked person, this London Lamar. Cut number three.
I also think that we need to stop acting like we in post-racial America, people. We are not. Tennessee is racist. Like, these people, I don't want to say these white people in Tennessee have voted against you. And not just a little bit, but a lot of it. A lot of it. So I think that you also need to realize that who's your real enemy here. And I think that as an African-American community, and this is what I've been preaching, we need to come up with a policy platform, a concise policy platform that we're going to push, because right now this is no different than 1968. The only difference is they can't necessarily, like, hang us by a noose or outwardly kick us out restaurants and things like that, but they are still exercising their right to vote, and they are still supporting candidates who openly express they will oppress our community.
Now, so again, this is State Senator London Lamar. She's not some wackadoodle on the street. She's a wackadoodle who got elected. And she's a racist wackadoodle to boot, ladies and gentlemen. And you heard her there talking about preaching to the, you know, I don't know who she's preaching for. It's not on behalf of God. Maybe the son of Satan. Maybe she's a follower of the devil, because that's the kind of evil spewing out of this woman's mouth. But she's not the only one. And I do want to say I appreciate the fact that she was open and honest and admitted to the entire nation that she is a person who hates white people, hates her constituents, and thinks we're all evil. I appreciate her coming out of the closet and announcing that to the nation. But there are a whole lot of other folks out there who share that mindset on the Democrat side, but they will not talk openly about it. But here's the great irony. It turns out her Republican opponent in this particular race is, in fact, a black man. You can't make this up. His name is Dr. Fred Tappan. He's a longtime minister. He's worked in law enforcement and the courts. The guy has an incredible conservative track record. He's working incredibly hard to address the issues of crime, public safety, education. And what is his opponent doing, London Lamar? Well, she's out at the nightclubs getting gussied up and dancing to the, whatever they call the ho music. Well, I don't know if it's, no, that the word ho is in the lyrics. I'm just sharing what I know here, folks. Sharing what I know.
Stick to politics, Todd.
Thank you, Grace. I'm trying. I mean, as the raciest song on my iTunes profile is the Badonkadonk song, and that's about it.
Todd, just stop while you're ahead, my friend.
I'm trying, Grace. I'm really trying here. It's difficult.
It's Tuesday.
So again, folks, this is what we are dealing with here. These are people who are out there trying to divide us along racial lines, when in fact the reality is a whole heck of a lot of white people in Memphis, Tennessee are going to be voting for a black conservative Republican who is would make an incredible lawmaker. All that to say, we need to educate ourselves. The other side, they're not playing fair. They're playing dirty. And you think they're going after Donald Trump? They're coming after all of us. You just heard a woman say that the entire state of Tennessee is racist. It's unbelievable what's going on out there. All right, we got to take a break. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. I want to encourage you to check out our great website, toddstearns.com. We have so many wonderful stories. Caleb Parker, our managing editor, leading our team of great journalists as they're writing original content and getting news to you that you will not find in the mainstream media. You say, Todd, how can I, what do I do when I get to the website? Well, you can read our stories. You can subscribe to our free newsletter. You can also sign up for our podcast. All 3 hours of the radio program available for you free of charge. And again, that's at toddstearns.com. We'll be right back, America.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Not as tired as she used to get, gives her energy to do things around the house.
I really appreciate it. I really like your product. I'm happy with it.
You don't have to really think about it anymore. You've got it, and it's in your diet. Regularity, let's put it that way. Food's very good.
Because I don't always eat my vegetables and fruit, so I know I'm better with it.
No more energy and just feeling pretty good overall. Seems to work so far. No complaints.
I feel something good. I can't point my finger on, but I feel good in general.
I do have a little bit more energy, you know, do stuff after work, whereas before I didn't really want to do stuff and just wanted to sit around.
I think I have a little more energy. I'm an older, disabled person, and I don't always eat properly. Just feeling a little stronger that way.
Start your journey to better health. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get free shipping. And don't forget to get 35% off your first preferred order by using discount code BALANCE.
All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Interesting new report out. This is from thehill.com. It turns out that about a quarter of Americans could not name a single branch of government. No, I'm not making this up. The survey also found a decline in the number of respondents who could name any of the 5 freedoms guaranteed under the First Amendment. Around 26% could not name any First Amendment freedoms. What does this mean? Well, it means we're stupid, America. That's what it means. I mean, not our audience. Our audience has, quite frankly, above average intellect. I suspect we have many geniuses, who listen to this radio program. The Annenberg Public Policy Center, they had an annual Constitution Day civic survey, and they found a significant drop in the percentage of Americans who can name all 3 branches of government, falling by 9% from a year earlier. So why is this? I have a theory about this. I believe this is all intentional. I believe that our public education system is meant not to educate, but to make our kids even more stupid. And why is that? Because a stupid population is easier to control. Why is it that people would go out and fight for freedom if, in fact, they did not realize they had those freedoms to fight for? That's all I'm trying to say here, folks. But beyond that, I am not surprised by this. I'm not surprised that a good many Americans could not name all 3 branches of government. Quite frankly, many Americans can't even figure out what pronoun they are. All right, let's go to the phones. 844-747-8868. Kay from Georgia, listening to us on WDUN. Kay, I got to tell you, nice town you got here.
Oh, goodness, I'm glad you're in town. You brought new hope to me this morning. When I found out you were going to be on the air, I was thrilled to death. But I'm the one that met you when you came to last year, and you signed my book, and you gave me a big hug.
Oh, I did. Kay the Hugger. I remember
that's
that.
Right.
Yes.
That's me. Well, the thing I called about was, why would you care if somebody called you a racist?
Why would I care?
Why would anybody care?
Well, now, Kay, you know, as a Southerner especially, there was a time when being accused of, you know, someone accuses you of being a racist, I mean, you would take great offense at that. Nowadays, they've called me every name under the book, so it doesn't bother me that much.
Well, I just don't care either. And another thing, I don't understand hate. They're people I absolutely cannot stand, but I don't hate them.
Yeah, I hear you. Some of them might even be family members. I mean, you
yeah.
You got to love them, Kay. You don't have to like them. That's
yeah, that's right. But anyway, I just want to tell you how happy I am that you're here, and I would give anything to have been at that meeting last night.
It was a lot of fun, Kay. And, you know, we're having a big conference starting tomorrow, and I'll be speaking Thursday at First Baptist Church Atlanta. There are going to be a lot of folks there as well. So, well, Kay, next time I'll give you advance notice, and we'll have to see if we can't meet again.
Well, I would love that.
All right. Now, Kay, I have to ask, is there a Mr. Kay in the mix here? I don't want to go around hugging a married lady.
No, I'm widowed.
All right. Okay. Well, I'm sorry to hear that, but I'm glad to know our hug was on the up and up.
Oh, yes. And I look forward to the next time I can give you another big hug.
All right. Well, I better get back to Gainesville pretty quickly then. All right, Kay, take care of yourself. All right. Grace Baker is kind of like, I don't know, Christian Mingle here on the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
Goodness. It really is. It's very true.
It is what it is.
What can you say, Todd? I guess you're just a ladies' man.
Well, you know, I'm the Justin Bieber for a certain demographic.
Oh, so gosh.
I usually don't like to brag about that. Would never ever
put you and Justin Bieber in the same sentence. So.
Well, I don't have the tattoos, and I don't have a very good singing voice, so maybe that's a bad comparison. The Don Rickles? I don't know.
Who?
Don't ask. No, don't ask. Grace, stop.
I don't know who that
stop.
Is.
They just don't teach you kids anything in school these days.
I'm sorry, I went to the Pink Palace for field trips. What can I say?
Wow. You know, by the way, someone just sent me a text message. They said, Todd, you're not going to believe this, but they're mocking the nuns, too, over at the Pink Palace.
Oh, yeah.
The drag queens dressed up like nuns?
Yeah, something. I did see this event on Facebook. It was like cocktails and chemistry with the drag queen nuns. Very creepy.
Well, I don't know what they're smoking over at the Pink Palace, but they don't want to get the Catholics riled up.
That's true.
They'll play hardball.
They will.
All right. Oh, do we have this audio? I've got to play this audio. You know, this TikTok is nuts. I can't believe, Grace, that people put this kind of nonsense out there. I mean, I don't get it.
I don't get it either. But honestly, I used to call Twitter the cesspool of humanity. I might need to reserve that now for TikTok. I'm not sure.
All right. So here's a woman, and she's explaining why she's fat.
I'm going to prove to you why white people are the reason I'm fat today. If white people didn't go looking for spices, then various sea routes to Indian subcontinent and Africa and other places of the world would not get discovered. And if they didn't get discovered, then East India Company would never come to Indian subcontinent. And if they didn't come, then the fertility of the land would not get destroyed because they forced us to cultivate tobacco and dyes and opioid, things like that, and that destroyed the fertility of my country. And then if that didn't happen, and if they didn't exploit and extract resources until my ancestors were left with nothing to eat, we wouldn't move to this grain-heavy, very little nutritious diet that we have today. Also, if white people didn't come to the Indian subcontinent, then my ancestors would not go through 50 small, medium, large famines in a period of 200 years. That's a lot. And in 1943, nearly 3 million people would not have died due to starvation and malnutrition. And if that didn't happen, then this entire place and the people of this place would not adapt to survive on lower calories. We also wouldn't biologically be programmed to hold on to more fat because my genes, they always think, okay, you're going to die. At some point, there's going to be a famine. You will not have food, and you're going to die. I would also not be prone to diabetes, high blood pressure, heart diseases, and all.
Okay, enough of this. Enough. Wow. I thought it was a joke, but this woman is really serious.
She sounded really serious.
I mean, you can tell. I mean, she's, you can feel the anxiety. Or
yes.
Maybe the fat back. I don't know. It's just, gosh. You can feel it oozing.
Well, it's just an example of people blaming, and I know some people have legitimate health conditions, but generally speaking, blaming your personal decisions on other people. So that's all I think of it as.
She said they're biologically programmed to be fat.
Yeah.
What did she say about her genes were screaming or something?
That if you've got to eat or you're going to die.
Well, maybe she should get some, go up a waist size or two. So the jeans wouldn't be screaming.
Todd.
I'm just saying. I mean, she said the
jeans were screaming. You're going to die. Eat the cheeseburger. You're going to die.
Here's the problem, and I don't know who this young lady is, but darling, if you're concerned about being overweight, obese, just put down the cheeseburgers. Just... Maybe stop when you go to KFC. Don't get the whole bucket of chicken. Maybe just get like a chicken leg, right? And order some coleslaw or maybe a salad. I'm just saying. I mean, but it's not my fault if you've got to squeeze into a pair of jeans. Come on. I mean, geez, Lou, America. All right, we got hour three coming up next. I could go for some KFC right about now. 844-747-8868. That's our telephone number. We are broadcasting live from WGUN in Gainesville, Georgia. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Remember to eat your fruits and vegetables. We all remember these words from our childhood. But how does anyone have time to buy, store, prepare, and eat enough healthy fruits and vegetables in our busy lives? Balance of Nature keeps it simple. Our produce is powdered after an advanced vacuum cold process, which stabilizes the maximum nutrient content. The produce is then mixed into a scientifically researched blend designed with your body in mind. Once these blends are encapsulated, they are packaged and sent right to your door so you can get all the benefits of a colorful variety of fruits and vegetables every day. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. And don't forget to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code BALANCE.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show, broadcasting border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain. Hanging out today at our great affiliate in Gainesville, Georgia. What a beautiful part of the country. And I believe it's the chicken capital of the world. I know somebody from Gainesville will correct me if I'm wrong here, but I think it is the chicken capital of the world. And I also need a good recommendation for a dinner spot here in Gainesville. 844-747-8868 as we broadcast from WDUN. A lot going on this hour of the program. Our good buddy Tony Perkins will be here. I was honored to speak last night at a large gathering, about 1,000 or so conservatives at the Faith and Freedom Coalition's big victory dinner. Herschel Walker, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Congressman Loudermilk, Barry Loudermilk was there, among many others, Dr. Alveda King, and I was honored to deliver the keynote address there. And then I'll be speaking later this week in Atlanta. Want to go to the phones here right away, 844-747-8868. Faith is listening to us from Memphis, Tennessee, on our flagship station, KWAM, wants to weigh in on Lindsey Graham. All right, Faith, what say you?
Well, happy Tuesday and enjoy some chicken if you're truly in the chicken capital of the world.
Fair enough. Fair enough, Faith.
but quickly, I just want to say that Lindsey Graham and sending it around and all those other people making those comments, to me, is reflective of why specifically the Republican judges on the D.C. Circuit have not been motivated to actually do due process. It's clear to me, and it's speaking loudly clear, that they don't care about due process. Their feelings was hurt. None of them were touched. They don't care what happened January 6th. They just want them punished. And I really do believe that they can't stand Donald Trump, and they want to erase whatever reminiscence of him, burn him out of the public. It's kind of like, let me whoop you, beat you, and still get your vote, and let things go back to normal like we used to when we used to pull your leg and say we're doing something for you or not. But that's, I believe, one of the main reasons why January 6th defendants have been having such a tough time, because save Josh Hawley and Cruz and maybe a lot of House Republican members, no one cares what's happening. I mean, I say no one. I'm not talking about us. But they don't care what's happening. They have held hands with Democrats. So I don't see this as a Democrat or Republican issue. This is a threat against their system and their way of life. So that's why January 6th defendants are going to have to get the pardon, because now more than once that these high-profile senators are on record saying that they should be prosecuted. No one's talking about them being in solitary confinement except Julie Kelly and some other people. No one's talking about the atrocities from Senate leadership and prominent senators, which tells you that this will continue to happen until they get maybe 10 or 15 senators to say, hey, I don't like what happened January 6th, but I think we need to take a step back here to make sure that everybody's due process rights are not being violated. Until they stand up and say that, let's release the footage. Let's release the footage. Let's understand that there are MAGA grandmas who just walked in because the police let them in, and they're getting 6 months, and they're getting 3 months. They're getting raided. So now that they have gone on record saying that stuff, I don't think you should do a pardon. That's telling you exactly the trajectory of why both judges, all the judges, no matter their political leanings, are putting the hammer down. It's because they have permission to.
Faith, just think about this for a moment. Just think about this for a moment. I mean, these guys have been in jail. Many of them have been in solitary confinement for well over a year. They have not been convicted of a single crime, all right? They have yet to go to court to be tried. And yet, for example, Memphis, Tennessee, you have people that have been arrested and charged with murder, and they have been set free. They're walking the streets right now. But people in Washington, D.C., they're being held as political prisoners of the Biden administration.
And on top of that, remember what happened with President Trump during his inauguration? Do people forget that they was blowing up limousines and they was breaching the White House grounds? 2020, they dismissed dismissed primarily all of the charges. Rapists and murderers can get faster time and bail. The thing is they're trying to both unitely pump this up as this is a big insurrection. This is something that's really traumatic. This is like September 11th. I'm not saying that I like what like I saw, but Ashley Babbitt lost her life. Roseanne Boylan lost her life. She was pulled and beat in a tunnel. These theatrical and dramatic police officers that come to Capitol Hill every time there's a little show they have for a show trial, they are also testifying in these trials. And finally, one of the defendants had a great public defender. She was a Democrat, and she even proved that the officer wasn't even touched by him and stuff like that. And they still did it that way. Why aren't these people getting their cases moved out of D.C.? Why? Because you're going to get if you do jury pool statistics, they're going to get a heavily leaning MAGAs are evil. They're the new terrorists. We must evaporate them. I don't care what happens. So that's what's going on. So my prayers are up, and I just wanted to just put that out there, that I think Rounds even said explicitly that they're insurrectionists. So that's telling you where Mitch McConnell is. Until Mitch McConnell, and he's not going to have much time. His position is untenable. He cannot keep on letting stuff go on the way it is if he expects to have a career after he leaves the Senate.
Well said, Faith. I've got to ask you a question. You're in Memphis, Tennessee, and we were talking about the state senator, London Lamar. She says everybody in Tennessee is a racist, and especially you Republicans out there. And I'm curious, is that the general train of thought in Memphis?
Okay. In Memphis,
Now, for me, I don't believe everybody's a racist. I think that since Obama came in office, race relations have been set back. I think I talked to you about maybe 2 months ago. There are people who are black, who are socially conservative, biblically based, and they don't go public with saying their views because they know how we act. Everybody is not racist. And if you want to be truthful about the word racist, I don't care if you're black or white. If you have a superior sense of being and think that you are, just by genetics, more superior than your fellow man, then you are a racist. And what I see is more people, unfortunately, not all, of my own race, who put their foot down on white people because they can, because they can get away with it. It's just disgusting. And it wasn't always this way. So, but no, racism, it don't matter if you're black, white, yellow, brown, Mexican, Hispanic. If you think that you are better purely because of your genetic code, then yes, and that you should be treated in a such a way because of that, then yes, you are. But for me, I'm a marriage and family therapist. I deal with people from all walks of life. And I really don't care about that. Most people are shocked when they talk to me because people are people. It doesn't matter who you are. We all have defects and flaws. And by the blood of Jesus, he can save us. But beyond Lennon Lamar, that's typical old church Chitlin circuit talk to keep the base riled up, to keep you not focused on what the heck they've been doing. Memphis is a Democratic city and have been so for the last 40 years. So to keep the ball going, to disregard the fact that they have been preaching welfare, food stamps, the white man keeping you down, that's what it all boils down to. Some of the conversation is more sophisticated. Some of the speech is more sophisticated. But it's to keep people wrapped up and caught on things that are really not the issue. I tell folks all the time, the Ku Klux Klan don't ever have to come out. We are doing a great job of killing each other, killing ourselves, and then telling each other, well, we're the real victim. The white man never did this to us 30 years ago. I'm like, please, look at the history of man. Every culture, every people has enslaved people. And I'm not saying that it's a great thing. It's not. But if you stay stuck on something that happened so many years ago, you would never move forward. You will always look through the eyes of hate. You will find a reason to rationalize your anger. And this is what they're doing to these young people. People who are 18, don't know what racism is, don't know what segregation is, don't know what it means to drink from a different water fountain. And they're waking up like they're being tortured. Because they are training people. You have to keep the hustle going. You have to keep the hustle going. If I have you so convinced and that you're going to be discriminated against when something goes on and your boss just happens to be a white person, the first thing you're going to say, you're going to rub your little hand. And when we rub our hands like this right here, left to right, that's a signal that she white or he white. And that means that it's a race problem. So instead of looking at a person as a human being to see what has happened, you first go to race and then go down that whole tree. And until it's that true. Mentality change, until that stronghold is broken, until people take the yoke off their neck, and Christians do it too. Jesus Christ died for everybody. I see Christians who push racial reconciliation and all this crap. They're putting the yoke on people's neck that Jesus Christ have not put on their neck. You will never be forgiven for the racial sin. That sin is going to keep on going over and over and over. People are people. We are human. We got to see each other as human first. We have to see each other the way Jesus Christ sees us. Until we see each other, Jesus, through the eyes of Yahweh, we won't ever get past this. And it must start in the church.
Faith, all I can tell you is you got to be a little bit more passionate about this. just a smidge more passion. Faith, I appreciate you calling. We're running late for a break here, but you're absolutely correct in everything you just said. Young people today, they don't know what racism is. They haven't experienced racism. They haven't experienced, as you said, drinking from another water fountain or being forced to sit in the back of the bus or the airplane. Well, I guess the mayor of New Orleans, she has to sit in the back of the airplane, and that triggers her. But you're right. We have so many people at so many different levels of society that are throwing down the race card, and we've got to be able to stand up and we've got to speak truth to the culture about what's really going on. Faith, God bless you. Thank you for that call. 844-747-8868. That's our telephone number. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Danny in Georgia. Folks, you just heard Faith there. Do you agree with her that we have got to get past this issue? This is the Todd Stern Show.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time. I'm a physician. I've been in practice for 40 years. And when I started taking this, you know, I don't like medicines, and I probably have taken more people off medicine than I put on it. And so I looked at it, and it's pretty much a natural element. And there's no question in my mind, knowing a lot of patients, that people my age, you know, 60 and over, do not eat right. And they certainly don't get the appropriate nutrients through the vegetables, fruits, and things like that. So I think that it supplies the building blocks that your body normally would use to heal itself. And if you don't get them, you don't heal right. So it's amazing. I mean, I'm doing what I did 2 years ago.
Start your journey to better health. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get free shipping. And don't forget to get 35% off your first preferred order by using discount code BALANCE.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Great to have you with us today. We are on the road this week, and want to thank our good friend, my good friend Mary Walters, for filling in yesterday. Did a terrific job, and it was sort of fun listening to you guys calling in as I was driving well over the speed limit across the state of Mississippi and Alabama into Georgia. By the way, there is a very important piece of legislation that is moving through the Congress, and a number of Republicans, more than 400, have signed a letter calling on lawmakers to enshrine same-sex marriage into law. And we are expecting this vote to hit the Senate floor sometime between now and the end of the month. But among the leaders, former Republican National Committee chairman and the reelection campaign manager for President Bush, Ken Mellman, and they're saying that marriage needs to be enshrined, gay marriage needs to be enshrined into law. More than 400 Republicans now supporting that effort, and we already know several U.S. senators say they will sign on to that. But the concern from our friends at Alliance Defending Freedom, and they've fired off a letter to lawmakers saying, hey, wait a second, if you guys pass this legislation, it's going to open up Pandora's box. And Alliance Defending Freedom is saying that what that bill will do is make marriage anything goes. So if you want to get married to three people or four people or five people, you're going to be able to do that if this bill becomes law. But again, I go back to this issue, and I know there are people on the LGBT side, and they say that, you know, well, that's just not true. Why would we do something like that? Well, why would you not? I mean, the Supreme Court has already redefined what God defined. The Supreme Court has already decided that marriage is a heck of a lot, that marriage is a heck of a lot more than just a man and a woman. So at this point, why would the LGBT people try to stop anybody else from redefining marriage? You know, the LGBT crowd wanted to redefine marriage, and they got their wish from the Supreme Court. So why now would the LGBT crowd say, well, yeah, you people who want to get married to your laptop computer, you're not going to be allowed to do that because that's a mockery. Well, you know what? A lot of people say that the mockery has already been made. So again, my question is, what right does anybody have now to redefine marriage that's already been redefined? 844-747-8868. That's our telephone number. Look, I'm just saying. I mean, if the LGBT crowd can redefine marriage, why can't the people who want to get married to their laptop computers? And I bring that up, by the way, as an example, because a guy actually trying to get married to his laptop computer. I don't know. I don't think it worked out. I think somebody got a virus. So I don't know. Very unfortunate. Let's go to the phones. Danny in Georgia, listening to us on WDUN. Danny, what's going on?
Well, I heard you were looking for a place to eat in Gainesville, Georgia, and I was going to recommend a place for you.
I am all ears.
Scott's on the square.
Scott's on the square. All right. Now, what do they serve over? What are they famous for?
Well, they're not. Their menu changes with the season, so it's any number of things. They have steaks. They have shrimp etouffee. They have a lot of stuff.
Oh, I like the shrimp etouffee. That sounds delicious. So, all right, so Scott's on the square. All right, I'm putting that on my list, Danny, and I may have to give them a try. So you guys have a great town here in Gainesville.
Thank you very much.
All right, Danny, appreciate the call. Again, we are taking restaurant recommendations here in Gainesville, 844-747-8868. You know what I got to do, Grace? They have that great – there's a great hot dog joint – on the square. I always forget the name of the place, but the Collegiate. That's it, the Collegiate.
Oh, yeah. You've told me about it. Now, do they have chili cheese dogs?
No, not cheese. It's slaw, chili slaw dogs.
Wait. Okay, we're going to start a whole nother debate. Normally, when I get a chili dog, hot dog, you got the chili on it, you got the shredded cheese, and the onions.
Nah, that's what they do in Cincinnati. They got the they do that
that's
skyline
what most
chili.
People do.
No, I don't think
the,
so.
In the chili, of course, may or may not have beans. May or may not.
No. I will draw the line there. Beans on the hot dog chili.
But you don't do cheese on it?
It's in the Bible.
You don't do cheese on your chili dog?
No. What? Only if I'm Cincinnati and they pile it up. You know, they have the shredded cheese they pile up on the hot dog. It's good.
Delicious.
But down south, you got to have, it's a chili dog, no beans, with slaw.
Ew.
And I'm telling you, the Collegiate, they got the best, I'd be willing to fight somebody over this, they've got the best chili slaw dog in America.
Oh my gosh.
I'm just
making me hungry, Todd.
Somebody asked, do they advertise? No, they don't advertise. I'm just telling you, that is from the purity of my heart.
Fair enough. I mean, look, we got to look for new places to eat, because I know places like Chick-fil-A are going woke, so... The Collegiate, we got to...
You know, you had... I wasn't going to talk about
that. I was wondering.
Today.
I was like, I'm just going to do it. I'm going to do it.
You know, folks, just don't buy in to the woke mob, all right? Look, trust me. You just got to ignore them. It's going to go down like a bad chili dog. And you're going to get indigestion every time you deal with the woke crowd. I'm just telling you. All right, got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Remember to eat your fruits and vegetables. We all remember these words from our childhood. But how does anyone have time to buy, store, prepare, and eat enough healthy fruits and vegetables in our busy lives? Balance of Nature keeps it simple. Our produce is powdered after an advanced vacuum cold process, which stabilizes the maximum nutrient content. The produce is then mixed into a scientifically researched blend designed with your body in mind. Once these blends are encapsulated, they are packaged and sent right to your door, so you can get all the benefits of a colorful variety of fruits and vegetables every day. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. And don't forget to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code BALANCE.
Folks, welcome back to the Todd Stern Radio Show. We're sort of on the road for the next couple of weeks, and it was great speaking to so many wonderful patriots in North Georgia last night at the Faith and Freedom Coalition event, heading out to Los Angeles for about 4 or 5 days next week, and we'll actually be broadcasting our show from out in California, then off to Charlotte. And Thursday, very honored to be one of the speakers at a very important national conference called Pray, Vote, Stand. It kicks off tomorrow, and it is an all-star lineup. Many of the people that are regular guests on this program, Governor Mike Huckabee, Congressman Jody Heiss, will be there. Governor Brian Kemp is going to be speaking, and Graham Lotz, all put together by our great friend, the president of the Family Research Council, Tony Perkins, who is on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Tony, hope you're doing well today.
Doing quite well, Todd. Looking forward to seeing you here at First Baptist Church in Atlanta, which is the site of this year's Pray Vote Stand Summit.
And looking forward to being on your program a little bit later this afternoon. I'll be driving down that way. And, Tony, I'm very excited about the lineup. I think it's one of these, for such a time as this, moments for this very important conference.
It is, and it's, you know, it's not a political rally, although we've got political leaders. It is really descriptive by its title, Pray, Vote, Stand. And this is a conference for believers, for Christians, for those that understand the faith foundation, the Christian faith and its foundation, its foundational role in our nation. And that we live in a time that, look, we are challenged on every front, and we do need to seek those spiritual solutions. We are in a spiritual battle. We're going to talk about this week. We're going to talk about what's happening in our classrooms with the indoctrination of our children. We're going to talk about election reform and why that's so important and how that's played out even here in Georgia. You know, we're going to be hearing from you and other conservative cultural leaders, but we're going to have some very practical panel discussions so that folks can not only have, you know, information and be challenged to pray, but also to understand the role that we play in this country of voting and why it's important and how we need to get others to vote and overwhelm the shenanigans that the left likes to do at the ballot box. And then we've got to stand for truth. And there's going to be a lot of discussion about that this week and why we have to stand against this cultural tide that is moving our nation in the wrong direction.
And Tony, there's been so much emphasis placed on what's happening in Washington, D.C. in recent years that we've ignored what's happening at the state and local level. And it seems to me that what's happening on the state and local level, be it at the state house or the local school board, those are, I think, more impactful to the culture.
You're absolutely right. And that's one of the reasons we've taken the last 2 years. We've taken our annual event on the road and why we're in Atlanta, Georgia this year. Washington's important, no doubt about it. But as I often tell people, you know, in Washington, we're just kind of keeping the barbarians at bay. The real changes, the impactful changes, and I say this as a former state legislator who did a number of first-in-the-nation pieces of public policy, the real action is at the states. And you mentioned school boards. That is something we're going to be talking a lot about. In fact, we got a candidate training track that's going to be happening here this week. And the school boards and the school board races that are happening across the country, a prime example of how people are making a difference, taking back schools, pushing this leftist indoctrination out of our classrooms, and saving our children. And that's going to be a big focus this week. And people can find out more. There's still time to register. PrayVoteStand.org/summit. If you can't get here, well, we're going to be putting it online as well, so you'll be able to watch the broadcast online. But if you live here in the state of Georgia, we've got some room for you still, but you need to register quickly at PrayVoteStand.org/summit.
And Tony, if I'm hearing you correctly, it's not just about hearing someone like me bloviating from the platform. I mean, we're talking about hands-on, very practical things that you can take back to your home, your community, and put into action.
Right. It's a mix. I mean, we've got the inspirational messages. We've got those that have their finger on the pulse of the country like you, that are going to be talking about some of these issues. But then it's going to be followed up by panel discussions, experts in election reform, experts on education, experts on the whole transgender ideology that's being pushed upon our kids. We're going to be talking about woke corporations. How do we fight back against these woke corporations that are taking the profits from the business we do with them to use against us when it comes to our values? So all of those things are going to be discussed. As I mentioned, there's also a candidate training session that will be taking place.
Tony, I'm curious from your perspective, and I mean, you're at the tip of the spear when it comes to these kinds of issues. What would you say is the most pressing issue facing our nation at this time, at this juncture?
You know, Todd, that is an extremely important and I think insightful question. You know, I could run down a list of policy issues. You know, I could talk about what the Senate is doing right now with this codifying of the Obergefell decision, trying to redefine marriage in federal statute. I could talk about the abortion issue. But let me tell you what I think is the greatest threat to our nation. It's a lack of moral courage. We need people who know the truth and are willing to stand for the truth and to be there. That's why we call Pray, Vote, Stand. In order to stand for truth in the culture in which we live, you've got to have a firm foundation. And that begins, as we see it, as a unapologetically Christian organization, a relationship with Jesus Christ, solid in your faith, able to stand against the cultural forces that are sweeping across our land. That's, to me, the greatest threat to our nation.
Wow, that's, I don't think I've heard anybody put it in those words, but Tony, I think there's a lot of truth there, that it really is a lack of moral courage that got us to where we're at. You know, another concern I would have is the number of churches that have intentionally disengaged from the conversation. And I think that churches bear a responsibility and have an obligation to speak truth into the culture.
They do. I mean, if the church is not going to speak truth, who will? I mean, it's certainly not going to come from Hollywood. It's not going to come from the legacy media. And Todd, I hear this. If I've heard it once, I've heard it 24 times as I talk to elected officials every day. But I'm hearing this frequently, is that why do Christians and pastors want us, this is political leaders, why do they want us to talk about issues and vote on issues that they won't preach about from their pulpits? And you know what? That's a very poignant question. If we expect the political class to lead on these issues, we need the pulpits of America to speak to these issues. There's a leadership role that the church and pastors have to play, and there are many that are doing it. And you and I know a lot of those pastors, but we need more to join their ranks.
Wow, that's great stuff. You're like preaching a sermon here on radio, Tony Perkins.
Well, I'm just getting warmed up for the Pray, Vote, Stand Summit that's coming up this week, Todd.
PrayVoteStand.org. That's PrayVoteStand.org, O-R-G. Folks, we've got a direct link to this on our live show blog. You can find it there. If you are listening to us anywhere in the southern states, we'd love for you to come and be a part of this great event at the First Baptist Church in Atlanta. Looking forward to meeting a lot of our listeners down there at the conference starting tomorrow. So, Tony, looking forward to it, and safe travels, and look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Absolutely, Todd. And in fact, look forward to seeing you tonight as you
tonight, yes. Washington Watch. Yeah, that's right. Pray for me. I'll be in traffic. I've got to make sure I don't lose my religion.
That requires a lot of prayer here in
yes,
Atlanta.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. All right, Tony Perkins, ladies and gentlemen, on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. And again, we do have a direct link to PrayVoteStand.org on our live show blog. All right, we're going to, you know what, let's go to the phones here. I want to go to Paula in Gainesville, Georgia. And Paula, appreciate you holding on through Tony's interview there. But I understand that you've got a restaurant recommendation.
Yes, sir, I do.
I am all ears.
Papa's Pizza to Go on Dawsonville Highway.
Pizza. Oh, I've actually heard our former intern, the great Avery Bryson, was a huge fan, or still is a huge fan, of Papa's Pizza. Do you have a particular pizza flavor you like?
One of my favorites is the bacon chicken ranch.
Bacon? Oh, you have me at bacon. I love that bacon chicken ranch. I'm writing this down here, Paula. All right, I'm going to also have to ask if there's a gymnasium that I can go maybe do some Pilates or something with all this great food. All right, Paula, thank you for the recommendation, and thanks for listening to WDUN. Folks, we do need to take a quick break here. You heard Tony Perkins. He said the greatest problem facing our country right now is a lack of moral courage. Do you agree with that? 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
My wife and I have been health nuts for 35, 40 years. I've always been, you know, literally biking, swimming, skiing, you know, yada, yada, yada. Always looking for something different. The day I took this stuff, that following morning I woke up and I went, whoa. It was like the missing link. It was just fantastic. And we haven't stopped taking it since. My wife feels basically the same way. It's the single thing that changed us and convinced us that this stuff is the best thing going.
Oh, it's done a good job. I've got a lot more energy. I'm 78 years old, trying to stay alive, and I don't eat right. This helps me get better because I get a balanced diet, and that's very important. I love Balance of Nature.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature right now. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get free shipping. And don't forget to get 35% off your first preferred order by using discount code BALANCE.
Folks, all I can tell you is I love MyPillow. As a matter of fact, they put me up in a great hotel last night. I'm not going to name the brand. It was a fine hotel. But I did not sleep very well because I didn't have MyPillow. I should have brought MyPillow. I actually drove over from Memphis, so I guess I could have thrown the MyPillow in the car. But MyPillow has some incredible sales going on just for our listeners. As a matter of fact, Mike Lindell actually created a special website just for listeners of the Todd Stearns radio program, MyPillow.com/Stearns. That's MyPillow.com/Stearns. Look, I know some of you folks are already getting ready to do your Christmas shopping. And I know. Most people normally, look, I wait until like Christmas Eve, but most people like to get started a little bit earlier. And Grace, I don't know about you, but it's the whole like pumpkin spice latte. I was listening to our good friend Ben Dieter talking about how he loves that pumpkin spice stuff.
Yeah, I'm not the biggest fan of it. It's okay. It's just not like my jam.
But it turned out to be my fault because when he first moved to the South, I thought, you know what, I'm going to be hospitable, introduce him to our ways. And so I gave him some pumpkin spice moon pies.
What? I didn't know those existed.
Yeah, they did.
Are they do. Good?
No, they're terrible.
Oh. Okay.
I didn't know that. All that to say, if you're going to start your shopping a little early, you got to check out MyPillow.com/Stearns. They have great deals. You've got the bed sheets, the Giza Dream bed sheets, $29.98. My slippers, man, I love the My slippers. Unbelievable. $49.98. You're going to save $90 if you go to MyPillow.com/Stearns. And, of course, the beautiful pillows, My pillows as low as $19.98. It is all part of a huge sale going on right now at MyPillow.com/Stearns. Use the promo code STARNS. All right, let's go to the phones. Murph in Germantown, Tennessee. Murph, what's on your mind today?
Todd, baby, how's it going, buddy? How's it going? Great to hear from you.
Murph, it's going good. Thank you. You're in a jovial mood today, Murph.
Well, I'm out paying the price on this total jam. It's such a pretty day. So anyway, per Tony Perkins' discussion about the morals, that's our number one problem in America is our morals, and nobody wants to stand up for them. And I told Grace Baker, I've had a couple of discussions with a couple of pastors and some deacons and elders at church I attend, and they're kind of lukewarm on that. Anything coming from the pulpit. Now, I was listening to Dr. Frank Turek Saturday, and Eric Metaxas was on the radio on his program. He's got a new book coming out called A Letter to America, about something's got to shake loose with the American church. And he cited a very interesting statistic based on his research. In 1933, when National Socialism came into Germany, there was approximately 18,000 pastors, Protestant pastors, in Germany. Approximately 3,000 were pro-National Socialism. Approximately 3,000 were anti, and 12,000 sat in the middle and did nothing.
Is that right?
That's based on experience from yours truly. You don't hear a whole lot of, I don't know, discussion about taking stands and standing up for moral truth. And I had a discussion with a lady this morning. Anytime you try to stand up for truth, you get beaten down. And like you said, we're not lambs. We're supposed to participate. So
We have to. It's not that we should. We have to participate, and we've got to be willing to speak truth into the culture. And if we don't, well, you get chaos, which is what we got right now, Murf. I mean, no doubt about it.
Exactly. Adams and Madison said the same thing. This is a democratic republic, and if people don't participate and if they don't have a moral standing like Johnny Adams said, you cannot have a republic without Christian morals, period. Jefferson agreed with that 100%. Yet we don't hear anything from the church other than, you know, come to Jesus and everything's fine. Or I just want to hear the gospel. I don't want to hear it from the pulpit. I want to go to church and hear nothing but the gospel. Well, sooner or later, someone's going to take that microphone and give you another gospel, a la Big Brother, George Orwell, and Newspeak. So I'm going to let you go. Take care.
Murf, good conversation, good thoughts as always. You be safe out there in Memphis, Tennessee. It's a dangerous town, folks, dangerous. All of our major cities are. By the way, new survey out. This is from thehill.com, and what a great way to wrap up today's program. Folks are starting to see through what's going on with the Biden administration. A majority of voters say that President Biden's speech, the Darth Brandon speech at Independence Hall, the one with the blood red lights. You guys know what I'm talking about. They're saying that particular speech was incredibly divisive. This is from a new Harvard Harris poll. 60% of the people surveyed said the president's speech divided the country and held it back. 40% say the speech united the nation and moved it forward. All right. Well, what does that mean? Well, it means we got a lot of morons living in America. What do you want me to say here? But the good news is that a majority of Americans understand what's really going on here, and we got to take a stand. We've got to take a stand. We got to speak out. Got to be happy warriors. And again, going back to that huge rally last night in Georgia, I was so encouraged. And again, we all love President Trump. We love the policies of the president. But you know what? Last night, it wasn't about President Trump. It was about conservatives. It was about a platform. It was about uniting around that platform and getting out there and kicking the Democrats and their fascist behinds in November. That's what it's all about. So I'm excited. I'm encouraged. I think people here in Georgia are focused. We're going to be out. Look, today, big primary battle in New Hampshire. We're paying very close attention to the outcome there. We're going to be in California later on this weekend and into next week. And we're going to be helping to rally and mobilize people out there as well. It's what we do. We're just not sitting behind a microphone in Memphis all the time. We like to get out and about and hang out with we the people. And now I'm about to hang out with a chili slaw dog. Folks, get out there. Have a great day, America. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Not as tired as she used to get. Gives her energy to do things around the house.
I really appreciate it. I really like your product. I'm happy with it.
You don't have to really think about it anymore. You've got it, and it's in your diet. Regularity, let's put it that way. It's very good.
Because I don't always eat my vegetables and fruit, so I know I'm better with it.
No more energy and just feeling pretty good overall. Seems to work so far. No complaints.
I feel something good. I can't point my finger on, but I feel good in general.
I do have a little bit more energy, you know, do stuff after work, whereas before I didn't really want to do stuff and just wanted to sit around.
I think I have a little more energy. I'm an older, disabled person, and I don't always eat properly. It's just feeling a little stronger that way.
Start your journey to better health. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get free shipping. And don't forget to get 35% off your first preferred order by using discount code BALANCE.